upset you now.
People, when you go to a social event, whether that's a party or a gathering, right?
Well, it's a terrible, it's a terrible start.
I know. Do you know what?
When I just have to think of a social event now.
Yeah. I know. When I when I thought of this
in the
one,
mists of time,
I initially think I might. I don't know if I'm just describing Sean, but other adults you meet at a party, right? Who do not ask you one question.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's very good.
As in like, it's
100%.
And I don't know if it's just because I live in America and people are very, in Los Angeles, that there is a certain level of self-obsession, but I just cannot understand, like, if you're an adult over a certain, you know how meeting a stranger goes by, and even if it's the crappiest question on earth, just ask it, just ask. So I'm not interviewing you. Do you know what I mean?
My wife, when we leave somewhere, I go, that bloke would not be able to answer a single question about me. We've just spent an hour with him.
I know. And Paul, are you like me? Because I'm a people pleaser. I will just keep asking.
I know. I could fucking probably do a degree on that bloke. Like, he doesn't know my name.
Do mastermind on the bloke you met at the social gathering.
And watch him get zero questions right about you afterwards. It frustrates me so much. I want to just, even if it's banal, I want it to be a back and forth. It's like, I'm not Paxman. I'm not here. It's not, this is your life.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to have a chill
conversation. I'm not coming here to research you. This is like a two-way thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's interesting. Because you've got to be careful here. It's not because you want to, talk about yourself.
No, not at all. Yeah.
No.
So what's the problem then? And I'm on your side. But
it's heavy lifting, isn't it? If it's just you, like, first few questions, fine. Then when you realize, like, 20 minutes, you're just like, I'm having to dig deep into my question bank to be like, were you ever hugged as a child? Do you know what I mean? It just gets too deep.
And I'm always quite surprised at how much, like, people talking about, you know, their family. Well, my son, you know, he's the fastest in his year by about 3 seconds on that, you know, and you go,
my,
like,
God.
I didn't realize how much talking about your family or your own personal achievements is actually acceptable.
So is that, Paul, is that through having a daughter that you're entering that sphere?
Is that what me and Chris have
to look forward to? Because that's terrifying.
Yeah.
This was happening pre the birth of my daughter.
Oh,
just when you'd be
God.
Out and you hear people talking and I go, I'm not sure what the limit is on how much, you know, I suppose bragging is acceptable. Some people just go like, I think some people, you're the weird one for not doing it almost.
I know. Yeah, there's sometimes I do feel like that. People, isn't it? But are you, maybe it's a comedian thing, but I am fully aware when I've been talking about, but some comedians do this, I guess there's two ends of comedian spectrum. I'm fully aware if I've just been talking about myself for like 25 seconds. I'm like, this is boring. Why am I talking about me? I want to ask you a question because I am so boring. I don't want to hear anything I'm saying right now. Does that make sense?
Well, that's how quickly when someone, you know, you're aware that someone is aware you are a comedian and sort of says, oh, right, so you do the comedy. I will so quickly try and then ask them about what they do
100%.
For a job.
Will you? I jump out of a window.
I don't want this conversation to be about, all right, you're a comedian, that's cool. Yeah, and you go, like, I will play it down. I go, well, it's mostly just driving, mate, to be honest with you. I spend
that's a great line.
Like, I want to be honest, the gig's like my lunch break. I'm basically a driver. What do you do anyway? Downplay and then quickly try and get it onto what they do for a job. As all of that is done in under a minute.
Oh, I love how salt of the earth you sound there, Paul. It's so good. It's just a driver, mate. Yeah, just trying to make money for the family. I'm trying to make money for the family. It's all I'm doing.
Stop it. Yeah, it's but to some people, you just go out. I mean, I play quite a bit of golf, and sometimes you'll go out and play golf with people, and you're like, fucking hell, man. This guy.
I know.
It is unbelievable.
Do you know, is this a thing? Even I started playing a bit more golf, and the conversations that you get in there, I've got to be the smelliest of all of the conversations, because it's like, it's a sort of type of bloke that often and they're in a relationship, and then they will brag about the fact that they're away from their wife for like 8 hours. It's often that. It's like, they're like, well, I played with one bloke and I was like, you haven't played much recently, I had a baby and a wife. And he goes, I just leave the house. My wife doesn't even ask where I'm going. I'm like, that's great that your wife hates you, but what a depressing thing to say. What a depressing thing to say out loud. But I still think even if you're an introvert, you understand the mechanics of a conversation. Like it's like, I'm totally not good at pool, but I understand you're supposed to put a ball in a hole. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you're not good at conversation, just ask me one question. Do you know what I mean?
Data football first. Stats. This guy's had 99% possession of this conversation.
He suffocated the conversation. Real Man City stranglehold.
He has parked the bus in front of,
I hate it. But yeah, I didn't know if, the reason I said that, Sean, at the beginning was I didn't know if you, but you, because I know you don't like sort of speaking to strangers, but I...
Even though that is
mine. Unless he's got a microphone.
It's uncomfortable. But you'd even ask
a question, I think, maybe.
I like to think I very much would. Yeah. Although, do you know what? If we're being totally honest here, and you talked about having, you know, you try and get out of talking about yourself as soon as you can.
Yeah.
I have definitely, and it happened to me recently, spoken about myself and left the conversation, left the person, and been like, oh, fucking hell, man.
You spoke about your...
Oh, it's the worst.
You being aware that you have been that guy,
You should get their number and text them some questions afterwards.
Mate. Yeah. So, just on the way home, I was just wondering, have you got any pets? What do you do for a living? Hobbies? Would you like to fill in this quick questionnaire?
Hello, mate. Have you got any holidays coming up? So I know it's 2 a.m, you got work early. Or do you have a job? I don't know. So do you have a job? Can you tell me? What time are you going to be up?
But like, yeah, and I'll overcompensate as well if I feel like I've been delivering too much information. If it's been too much one-way traffic, I'll then just start asking.
Hang on, I just hate it.
It's so stressful.
I do that. And then, Chris, do you do this? So you've ended up, you've actually a bit conscious that you've spoken about yourself too much.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
You go, fuck, man, you need to now grill them because you've been talking about yourself too much. And then it's so insincere because you're not, I'm not even listening. I just need to get to the next question.
What do you do for a living? And they say a job, and then I couldn't repeat one of the three words of the job that they have. What do you do? Are you working? Great. And then next question. No follow-ups to that, because also I have no follow-ups about that job I don't understand. That's also when it's a job you don't understand. That's the funniest one. When you go, I don't want to talk about being a comedian. What do you do? And go, I'm actually I'm sort of a consultant for a financial company. And then you just go, is that fun?
I don't know if I've mentioned this on here, but I played golf the other day. So occasionally, like a mate will invite me to play, and it'll be with two of their friends that I don't know. You know, mm-hmm. Like, oh, do you want to play? And it can be really nice. But
I don't mean horrific for you. I don't mean horrific for you. That idea of that is horrific for me. But
I went out as part of a four-ball with one guy that I've known a long time, and then his two mates, and sort of got round, and it was that thing. They spoke to me about being a comedian, and I sort of said to the guy, what do you do? He said, I'm a tax inspector. Mate, I started acting guilty as hell, even though I have absolutely nothing to worry about. I'd love to see a video. I was like, and then he's sort of saying, you know, obviously, it goes, I deal with big people. I think with people like tradesmen and stuff, there has to be an expectation. There's going to be a little bit of cash in hand. And I'm like, going, well, are people still doing cash in hand stuff? Just really bad acting. And he was just sort of like looking
That's
at me.
So funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, God.
That was actually quite interesting. So I was sort of, you know, it's high level sort of tax evasion for big sort of corporates. And I was like, well, that is actually something that would be quite an interesting thing to do, isn't it?
I don't know. You're asking me. I don't know. It sounds pretty fucking boring.
It's all right, Paul. The guy's not here anymore. I just don't feel like I quite got across how interesting I found his job.
Are you trying to sound even less guilty? Oh, mate, I love sex investigations. But you should just investigate me, mate. It'd be so interesting. I've got nothing to hide. Please.
Mate, please. What are you doing afterwards? Come round. Bring the guys.
Hey, I've got some receipts in my glove box. Come have a look. I used to remember when I played golf with this, I forgot about this American guy. Was he sold medical equipment to hospital. He made money off selling valuable, like stuff that people need to save their lives to people. So he's a bit of a dick in that respect. And he started drinking on the first hole. And I managed to avoid sort of getting into what I did because I could sense he was on his own and getting shit-faced with me and my two friends.
I like this guy. Oh my God, this is a great guy.
This guy is, and he starts
talking
about
this power move.
And then on the 15th hole, I think it came up on the 15th hole. I was a comedian, and oh my God, mate, I have never seen a guy just get so like excited to be like giving me shit. By the end, and then it was during the writer's strike over here, and then he was like, "Hey, man, I just think you guys are pieces of shit for striking." I was just like, "Oh my God, I've just like unleashed this asshole." Then it ended with my friend who's got diabetes telling him that what he did was a disgrace because he's charging way too much for insulin and people like that. And it was just the most awkward final hole. We just had to.
Oh my God! Who won?
More importantly.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Definitely not me. Oh, that was it. Then at the end he went, "What's your full name so I can come to one of your shows?"
Oh no.
Have you had that where you're like, my brain was like, think of any, just say any name. Just say any name. And I still went, Chris Martin. I couldn't think of another name. And so I'm just waiting for this shit-faced arsehole to turn up to one of my shows now. But yeah.
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
Yucky.
And then it's like, I'll Google you. Just, oh, no. Then they add you on
Well, in Chris's case, hopefully he just turns up to a Coldplay concert.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
All of the names.
He's at this moment desperately trying to get Glastonbury tickets.
Yeah. It's a long con, so he spends 400 quid, yeah.
But that is bad form.
Being asked to review everything I've ever done in my life, Is that a thing? Has that come up on here or not? It feels like it maybe, if that's too obvious a thing.
I feel like everything
I now do, I booked a holiday and then like the booking, how was the booking? Just why does no corporation believe in themselves
anymore?
It was fine.
I wanted to go on holiday. Yeah. I am now going on holiday.
No one believes in himself anymore. Back in the day, if something was wrong, you would complain and people would assume it was fine. And now, like, no, every company is so insecure. I can't do a single, how is the app? I don't want to give you a rating. I know it takes a second. I don't want to do it.
By the way, of course, in total agreement, but I have to say that I always, if I see those things, I always, no matter what it was, you know, whatever the experience was, I just put one star.
Do you?
Always, one star.
Do you know what's
funny? You're the sort of person that is bringing down people's averages, because I've got a 4.79 Uber rating. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, that must be going back to my drinking days. I've got into an Uber arsehole.
Definitely.
Because I'm like, how have I got... That's a load of five stars and one star, isn't it?
I once saw a tweet that said, I'm a taxi driver and I met Sean Walsh before all the Strictly business, and I can tell you he's always been a cunt.
And I thought
that was me drinking.
That was you giving him one star for no reason, mate.
I had a tweet from a time like when I was in Impractical Jokers, and someone was like, I met Paul McCaffrey from Impractical Jokers last night. He was so, with about five O's, drunk.
Oh, no.
That's not a good look, is it?
Oh, no.
But
By the way, I also might not have been drunk, and it might have just been during the day, and I was looking at my phone. I'm not being poor to discuss this, but I don't talk in taxis.
Yeah, well,
so it might have been that.
I like the fact you'd rather be drunk if someone's going to write that about you. You'd rather have that excuse rather than your just general personality.
Just an arsehole.
Yeah.
I was probably drunk.
It was Tuesday morning. It was about half past nine.
I was being the best version of myself, and I got that.
You're absolutely right, though. It is like, come on, man. Oh, did I do okay? Sorry, it's fine.
Literally everything now. You get off the phone. Please, even when you're on the phone to someone, please, do you mind doing a three little bit survey about
WhatsApp call? It was fucking fine. Yeah. I needed to speak to someone. I spoke to them. I'm now getting on with my day. The aspect of this call that I didn't find particularly good was the fact that you asked me to review it at the end of it.
Oh, that's funny. Do you want to hear a funny but dark joke about that? Well, I guess a real thing. I don't know if it's a joke, but when my mum is all right now, but she got diagnosed with cancer like a couple of years ago, and she told me on WhatsApp, and afterwards was like, how did you rate the call? I'm like, pretty low, mate.
Oh,
pretty
my low. God.
The very funny Chris Martin there, of course, not to be confused with Coldplay's Chris Martin, an old friend of mine and Paul's. So lovely to have him on. A fantastic English comedian that moved out to America. He is going to have a brand new YouTube special, an hour of stand-up comedy. He's a top comic. That'll be on YouTube in April. So check that out. Go to chrismartincomedy.co.uk in April and watch that as soon as you can.
Yeah, do check that out. He's fantastic. And thank you very much for listening. If you are not already and would like to be a Patreon, there has never been a better time in the post-Easter sort of period.
Why has there never been a better time? This is
because
the best time.
Because it's just after Easter. You probably gorged yourself on chocolate. You're thinking, now what? You know, you've just eaten the last half of an Easter egg, and you're feeling
flat. What are
you
going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your life? What have you become? You're a mess. You're a disaster. You're a failure. Hang on. Is that some sunlight behind the clouds? The clouds are parting. There's sunshine. What is it, Paul? What is the sunshine?
It's our Patreon. That is exactly right. The cloud. You could laugh off the half a stone you've put on eating Easter eggs by listening to literally hours and hours of content on our Patreon. Well, the other thing, you know, every time it is a new time that we do an advert for this is the best time to sign up because there's more content there.
God.
So there has never been a better time to sign up because there
You're
has never been
right.
more content.
That
so
is actually true.
Whenever I say that, that is a factual statement. So, you know, great if you've been there from the beginning, you've been part of it, you're an OG, you can get that inner sense of pride and belonging that comes with being an original Patreon. However, you know, if you join up now, you can have that sort of slight smugness where you go, like, I've paid less for the same amount of content.
God, you're right. I'm signing up.
I'm going to go and sign up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, right after this, I'm going to go to patreon.com/WUIN.
Thank you.
And I'm
going
to join one of the most reasonably priced patrons in the UK. Less than £1 a week for an hour of genius content.
Can I write that down? Wait, look, so
patreon.com/WUIN.
Enter. Subscribe. I'm going to go top tier, actually. Top tier.
Are you?
Click enter. Okay. Card number. And I'm a Patreon. Thanks, Paul.
You get like a third of that back. I get some of... I'm definitely doing better out of this deal than you are.
Well, I don't care.
You're
getting to listen to...
Excellent.
I'm getting to listen to all of this.
Sean, I'd like to be the first... I mean, not often we do this, but I'm going to personally welcome you to our Patreon. Thank you very much for signing up to patreon.com/WUIN. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm having a great time. Thanks so
much. You seem happier.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Patreon.
You do seem happier. Mikey, is the free trial still on?
It is, yeah.
I mean, if you're not sure after that, and I think you are, we're speaking to a fraction of the people listening now, but if you are unsure about signing up, and you can go for a commitment-free free trial.
And if there's people going, oh, I'm not sure if I have the, you know, £4 a month to spare, we are living in difficult times. Are you telling me that telly that you've got in your living room won't go for nothing? Won't go for something. Sell
you're
the
suggesting
telly.
Okay.
Sell,
I can't get behind
up.
This. You're making it. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to play devil's advocate here and say don't start selling your belongings, but okay. Do sign up.
All right. Fine. But okay. We'll have to agree to disagree. But all right.
Patreon.com/WUIN. Come and join the future.
I mean, that was a long